One year, when the weather grew warm, she began her annual journey, stepping slowly and steadily along the way, while her little kids skipped along beside her. But as she came to the end of the valley, a big bad wolf stepped out from behind a tree.
"Good day, my dear goat. Where are you off to?" asked the wolf.
The goat replied as bravely as he could,
"We are moving up to the high pastures for the summer, continuing our blameless lives, munching on the grass, minding our own business and bothering nobody."
"Your aim is very noble," said the wolf, "but we can't all be blameless in this world. Not all of us can live off the grass. I was born to eat animals like you, and as I am feeling rather hungry, that is what I intend to do."
But the goat thought more quickly than she walked. She replied to the wolf,
"As you know, my dear wolf, I am a selfless creature and cannot help thinking of others before myself. It would be a shameful waste to eat us now. The winter is just finished, and we are all skin and bone. My advice to you is to wait until we return in autumn. And then we will be nice and fat and make a fine meal for a growing wolf like yourself." The wolf, who was not as clever as he was strong, thought about this proposition and replied,
"Thank you, dear goat, for your kind advice. I will do as you suggest, but you must promise to meet me here on your return, for if you are as good as you say, you will not break your word."
The goat and her kid carried on their way and spent the summer months happily leading their blameless lives, munching on the grass, minding their own business and bothering nobody. The goat soon forgot all about her bargain with the big bad wolf, but when the days began to grow shorter and the first snowflakes fell on the mountain, she remembered her fateful promise.